Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Meg, the most incredible thing has happened. Oh, okay. I'm taking you with me. I just... Oh, I need some extra oxygen. Oh, that's better. My mind's going absolutely... It feels like hot and full in my head. Can brains overheat? Oh, God, I need you to call me back. Oh, Meg, this is huge. It's like I'm seeing for the first time, seeing all these amazing things that he created, like the moon and the sky and the recycling bins. I've never really noticed them before, but now that... God, there's this big black one. I think it's for glass. It's really old, like much older than the others, and it's covered in chewing gum. And oh, someone's been sick underneath it. But that's what I mean. We need bins. They're so essential. Bins are so beautiful, and bins outlive us. There is so much to be grateful for, to be amazed by in this beautiful life. You know what? I'm just going to tell you. Okay, I need to say it out loud. I've come back inside. Too many people in the quad. I'm under my duvet because if he's next door, he doesn't need to be disturbed. Although, I think he's gone, actually. I wish I wasn't saying this over WhatsApp, but also, life-changing moments never happen at convenient times, like when you got your first period in Specsavers, so... God sent me a sign, Meg. The sign. It's Sam. I met him, Meg, and I don't think he isn't Sam. I think he might be... Jesus. I've been replaying it in my mind over and over again. It feels impossible, but I mean, we've talked about it in church, but you never think it'll actually happen. You must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And I wasn't ready, Meg. I mean, you heard me, I wasn't myself, but it didn't matter because he came anyway. He arrived. Everything that is divine made real on earth. And as soon as I saw him, he was in these white robes with no shoes on, and he has a beard. No one else in halls has a beard. That has to mean something. And he said, "Be not afraid." Well, at least I think that's what he said. There was this pounding in my ears, but I definitely didn't feel scared anymore. I mean, to be honest, at first, he seemed kind of scared of me because obviously I'd been yelling literally seconds before. He had his arms out in front of him. But then I realised he was making an offer. And that's why I folded myself into him, let him hold me just for a moment. And it was, oh, heaven. Meg, I can't believe this is happening. I know it might sound crazy, but it makes sense. This is why he's always asking me to fix things, because he wants to make the world a better place. I'm so stupid, thinking he was nagging me. I was so angry, but of course he knew that. He knew I needed him. That's why he revealed himself. The Bible says, "Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking, the door will be opened to you." And the rain? How it just stopped? moments before. If you go back and listen, you'll hear it. That was the sign. It has to be. Sorry. Oh, I just squashed a moth. Oh no. Oh, it stained the paint. Now I feel bad. But what do they even do, moths, anyway? Ah! This is what I mean. I've been so unfocused, so narrow-minded, so negative. I was looking so hard, and all this time, he was next door, leaving me voice messages. I need to change. I need to do better. Do you think I should get a fringe? Ring me if you get this. I've stayed up way later than I meant to. This day, it's just... oh. I've been Googling Mary Magdalene. She was the first person to witness Jesus' resurrection in the Bible. And if this is real, if this is actually... like, I could be sort of a contemporary version. It's so bad. Meg, historically, she's been viewed so badly. But she and Jesus never actually did it. It's just... people can't seem to appreciate that a man and a woman can be friends or colleagues or neighbours. I have to be realistic, though. Yes, it's 2019, but society hasn't come as far as we think. And I need to prepare for when people start asking questions, which they will, because it's a campus uni. And also, well, people can be really mean on the internet. I should probably take that photo off my Instagram of me and you on the ghost train. It's not very holy. Unless he wants to have the sex, I mean. In which case, I don't know what I do. I never thought I would before marriage. Okay, I hope it doesn't come to that, because I've not even got my hair cut yet, let alone being presentable enough to... all my underwear's from Sainsbury's. Okay, I'm gonna try and actually sleep now. Night, Meg. Love you. Hey, it's me. Wow, it's so sunny outside. I just wanted to message again while I walk to uni, because I feel weird that you haven't replied yet. It's making me nervous. I'm scared you think... look, it's not my IBS, okay? I know it's big and like very sudden, but when you know, you know. And I think I do know. It feels right. Oh, I saw him this morning. Sam. He was wearing his robes again, and I made a joke, like, a niche Bible joke, so I won't explain it now. And he said they're his choir robes. He told me he's run out of clean clothes and is making do until reading week. I was a bit surprised, but you never read about the day-to-day practicalities in the Bible. Of course, Jesus doesn't just have an unlimited supply of... Do you think I should offer to do his washing? Not that they don't suit him, and I guess they're, you know, naturally ventilated because they're so baggy. I really want to speak to him properly instead of it being rushed. But I think, even though I'm so sure he is, I shouldn't say anything yet. I shouldn't launch into serving him, you know, because I don't think anyone else here knows. They all treat him really normally, so he must be keeping it secret for a reason. It's probably because last time it all went a bit wrong. When too many people wanted a piece of him, everyone turned against him. He died at the hands of hysteria, so in a way, I'm saving him by not telling him. And even if I did, I don't know how I'd... I mean, how do you even bring that up? And I've decided it's okay. It's a good thing I didn't get group leader, because I have this bigger purpose now. I emailed my dad last night too, basically saying hi, and that, well, I don't need him anymore. I've got one up on a dad now. I said I've got the son instead, actually, and it's going to take up a lot of my time at some point devoting myself to him, so I need him to just stop. Stop calling, stop sending me stuff in the post. It's too invasive and borderline illegal, probably. And even if Mum can forgive him, I can't. And I won't be coming home for a while. It was basically a restraining order. I think it felt good. Tell me, how you are, though. Do you have your first performance thingy today? I hope it goes okay. I'll pray for you. How are you feeling about Mike? Are you ready to talk about it yet? really not long until we see each other. Yay! Speak to you later, hopefully. I really want to know what you think about this. Okay. Love you.
Hey, Lids. Sorry I've been AWOL. Last week was, not good, to be honest. I was a bit messy after the whole, mic thing. But, you know what? It's a new week, new me. Just dyed my hair, going for blue tips. Ribena asked me why, and I said they represent all the tears I've cried over shit men. As a joke, obviously. And he said he thought I meant blue fins, like the tuna. Pretty much sums up my life, doesn't it? Tuna. Anyway, I'm starting over, ready for a man-free existence. Also, it was my first performance one-on-one, and my mentor seems cool. So that's one good thing. Also, really sorry I've not listened to any of your messages yet. I know, but Liz, there's like 4,000 minutes, which is just like, way beyond my capabilities at the moment. Like, it is a massive achievement for me right now if I'm able to open a can of beans and put them on a slice of toast. Do you know what I mean? But I'll have the time later. I'm getting an STI test so I can listen while I wait. There's always a queue at the walk-in. So many people getting boned in London. Sorry, I hope you can hear why I do this. Just need to dry my hair in a sec. What else? Oh, so I found out the craziest thing last night. One of the girls, Nina, in my halls, she's Italian. She told me a single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghetto. Major epiphany. Blew my mind. Can we cook pasta together next weekend? That's all I want to do. Just eat, lie in your bed, chat. God, this man-free life feels so good. Oh, what's the latest on the Righteous Fresher? Hey, text me if any of those messages were urgent, okay? Hopefully I haven't missed anything major. All right, bye.
Hey, Lydia, great to meet you face to face. So, I've made a list. Someone is using metal spatulas on the non-stick pans, which, as we all know, is not good. One of the toilet brushes has snapped off. Oh, and I think I saw a moth in your room yesterday. Now, if we have a moth infestation, we really need to do something about it. I'd hate for any of my robes to get holes in. Cheers, Lids. Can I call you that now? You're a saint.
Holy Shit was written and directed by Emma Pritchard. Meg was Mandeep Dillon. Lydia was Patsy Ferran. And Sam was Cleve September. The producers were Claire Broughton and Diggory Waite, with sound design and mastering by John Wakefield. Our title track is Someday by Annie Drury, Bob Bradley and Matt Parker. Holy Shit is a Hat Trick podcast. Someday,